Hey, it's Andrew Wilkow. Here's my opening monologue from today's Wilkow Majority on Sirius XM Patriot.
This was obviously a tragic weekend. But what is also tragic is the new formulated narrative. And that is being driven by a journalist named Talia Levin. If you don't remember Talia Levin, she was the one that created the firestorm over a ICE employee who was in a wheelchair and had a Maltese cross tattooed on his arm, which she ran this scathing story that this was a Nazi tattoo and ICE was basically full of neo-Nazis. It turned out to be 100% false. But now she seems to be the lead journalist, quote unquote, who, by the way, was booted from teaching at NYU, where she allegedly was teaching a class covering the right. Not being a journalist, covering the right. So now you're not allowed to talk about immigration, the open border, what they're calling replacement theory. Even though we do see Democrats who believe if they could just leave the border open long enough, there'll be one party rule and socialism in this country. But if you talk about it now, you're siding with neo-Nazi white supremacist terrorists. My, how quickly they forgot Frank James and Daryl Brooks and other mass shooters, like in San Bernardino, or at the Pulse nightclub, or at the Knoxville Navy Reserve Recruiting Station, and others. They forget all about those when the narrative is inconvenient. Because there's one thing people on the left do well, and that is project themselves onto their political enemies. Mass shooting is bad no matter who does it and why. Dylan Roof should be put to death. He is beyond subhuman, below subhuman. And then some of these idiots like, well, the shooter was arrested without, you know, wasn't like George Floyd because he wasn't resisting arrest. Police officers are not going to use tactics reserved for those resisting arrest when someone's not resisting arrest. And in a case like this, you don't want to be the cop that screws up and a mass shooter gets off on a technicality. That's what they didn't understand about the arrest of Dylan Roof. The media wanted those cops to get out of their cars and bludgeon him with their nightsticks or shoot him dead on the scene. If he had dropped his weapon and put his hands up and was following commands and they got out and just started pummeling him with billy clubs, he would be walking a free man right now. And you have to understand something about left-wing activists. They don't actually give a damn about the people they claim to support or uplift or trying to help. It's about them. It's about them and their place in challenging the system. They actually want the system to fail in many of these cases because it brings more attention to them, more fundraising to them, more clients to them. I'm not wrong about this. You see left-wing activists that almost screw up the legitimate wheels of justice from doing justice because they don't actually want justice done. There were people that were complaining. And remember, Ahmaud Arbery, well, it's just mostly white jury. And you had the left-wing activists screaming and yelling. And those guys got life in prison, I believe, with that majority white jury. Now, the fact that they created, well, he was just a jogger. He was just a jogger. Okay, more than one thing can be true. He could A, have been casing a construction site, but B, also not deserve to die for it. But pretending that he was just some guy out for a jog in work boots is a little silly. It was like with Trayvon Martin. Don't show us pictures of him as a doughy-eyed 12-year-old. He wasn't a doughy-eyed 12-year-old. See, what happens is the activists in the media, they go so far afield from fact, information, and reason, and that anyone who tries to look for reason or stand for reason is considered a right-winger. Why? Because you've drawn the line so far off in one direction that any attempt to bring it back to normality is right-winger? What took place in that supermarket was beyond tragic. It's also tragic when a black man who raps about how much he hates white people drives a car through a crowd and kills a bunch of four-year-olds. That's tragic too. But the media forgot all about Daryl Brooks. 5 minutes. As a matter of fact, they were an SUV driver. Oh, he was just out for a drive? He was just out for a drive? You realize, and I have the headline from the Washington Post. Somebody shot up the office of Jason Mayorkas, the new Republican Attorney General of Virginia, and the Washington Post literally wrote a headline, "A bullet entered the office." Oh, a bullet entered the office. It was like, hello, who's there? Me, Bullet. I would just like to talk to my Attorney General. Oh, come on in, Mr. Bullet. This is where we are. These people aren't practicing journalism. They're creating narratives, political narratives. And they're calling themselves journalists. Now, the most bizarre thing about where we are right now, you have this Talia Levin, who is influencing the work of other journalists right now because they're pinging off of her, that the shooter is in line with the mainstream of the conservative Republican movement. He hates capitalism, and he hates Israel, and he hates Fox News. Remember this with Jared Lochner? You know, I'm actually didn't write any of these down. All of these names, this is all coming to me off the top of my head. Remember Jared Lochner, the nut that shot Gabby Giffords? What was the immediate response to that? Because she was a Democrat, he must be a Republican. And they ran with the narrative, Republican, Republican, Republican. Then we actually got to read his manifesto and listen to his classmates. And they're like, yeah, he was basically a communist. Oh, he was a communist. Doesn't sound a lot at all like a Republican to me. So what the way this narrative works, anything not Democrat is in fact Republican to them. That's all that there is. I'm telling you, if you read your history, you read the history of the evolution of the Nazi Party in the Third Reich. The fight they were having in Germany was between the communists and the National Socialist German Workers' Party. There were no conservatives. There were no libertarians. There were no constitutionalists. What they might call conservative is not what I call conservative. It's not what you call conservative. These are not get off my land people. These are not leave me alone to invest in Bitcoin people. These are not people who say, I have the right to keep and bear arms, speak my mind, and worship as I please. That's not who these people are. That's what we are. Weinzig 695 Patriot 957-2874. You know, I saw this weekend, I try to stay off Twitter on the weekends. I don't like being, first of all, if you want to talk about a place that is not real, Twitter's not real. It's just not real. What is trending on Twitter is not in the real world. It's not the top of the mind of people in the real world. It's the top of the mind of people on Twitter. And not everybody's on Twitter. As a matter of fact, millions and millions of people are not on Twitter. But I noticed over the weekend some of the things that were trending, and it was amazing to me. First of all, Rachel Maddow is trending right now. If you remember, the man who shot Steve Scalise and other Republicans was an adamant Rachel Maddow supporter. Nobody blamed MSNBC for that, at least not in the mainstream media. Now they're blaming Tucker Carlson. Any other Tucker Carlson being the point man, but they're not letting the details of the story get in the way. They're blaming Fox News when the shooter clearly said he hated Fox News. How does that make any sense? How does that make any sense? Doesn't matter. That's the narrative. The narrative, the die is cast here. But I saw something trending over the weekend, grooming. Grooming, grooming, grooming. And people were posting pictures of Representative Lauren Boebert and her family displaying firearms, Representative Thomas Massey's family displaying firearms, families in church and in other events. They said, that's grooming. No, no, no. Raising your own kids with your own values is not grooming. Perverting somebody else's kids without their consent, that is grooming. That is grooming. When you take someone else's children and you say, I don't care what your parents say. I'm going to attempt to affect your upbringing my way. Raising your kids to go to church or temple or, yes, mosque, or not go to services at all. Raising your children to hunt and fish or not hunt and fish. To play football or not play football. When I say that, I mean you have the right to raise your children. You have a right to raise your children. And government school teachers do not have the right to pervert the way you're raising your children. That's grooming. When they do it, you're the parent, they're not. Weinzig 695 Patriot 957-2874. Now, why am I bringing that up? Because, of course, as grooming was trending, we saw pictures. It was just a few of them, but they were being repeated, over and over, of little kids holding Nazi flags and little kids at Klan rallies. Okay, terrible, terrible way to raise your children. What are you going to do, though? You going to eliminate all parental rights? Where do you draw the line? Those black Israelites, are you going to take their children away too? Because they have a pretty hateful ideology. You're going to go around just taking kids out of people's homes? See, the problem is they only ever want these things in the moment. It's like right now, well, we're going to get to this. I have audio of it. Now Nancy Pelosi says the Supreme Court is the greatest threat to our freedom. Before that, it was the Electoral College. Before that, it was Donald Trump. Whenever Democrats don't get their way, anything that gets in their way is the greatest threat to Air Fingers, quote, our nation, our democracy, our freedom. Not anything the Democrats ever do. No, no, no. Abortion on your birthday. That's freedom, baby. Killing your child in the delivery room, that's freedom. But it's only in the moment. It's like when they created the nuclear option, then came to regret it. And this happens time and time again with the Democrats. Let's pack the court. Let's pack the court. Well, what if we lose control and Republicans add justices? They don't even think these things through. If right now we have 9 Supreme Court justices and the Democrats add 3, I would say to the Republicans, then you've got to add 6. And then we'll play a game of one hand up the bat until there's like 200 Supreme Court justices, and then maybe we'll call a truce. 1-6-695 Patriot 957-2874. We are right, they are wrong. That's the end of the story. The arguments on this radio program cannot be broken. Sirius XM Patriot.
You can join me live on the Wilkow Majority, Monday to Friday, noon to 3 East, 9 to noon West, on Sirius XM Patriot, channel 125.